Intermediate Steps to Understanding by Dr. L. A. Hill. Cassette Pack Copyright, Oxford University Press, Tokyo, 1980. Passage number 1.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor had one child. He was a boy. He was 7 years old, and his name was Pat. Now Mrs. Taylor was expecting another child. Pat had seen babies in other people's houses, and hadn't liked them very much. So he was not delighted about the news that there was soon going to be one in his house, too. One evening, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor were making plans for the baby's arrival. "This house won't be big enough for us all when the baby comes. I suppose we'll have to find a larger house and move to that," said Mr. Taylor finally. Pat had been playing outside, but he came into the room just then and said, "What are you talking about? We were saying that we'll have to move to another house now, because the new baby's coming," his mother answered. "It's no use," said Pat hopelessly. "He'll follow us there."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor had a son.
Number 2.
Pat was 5 years old.
Number 3.
Mrs. Taylor was going to have another baby.
Number 4.
Pat did not like babies.
Number 5.
Pat was not happy about the new baby.
Number 6.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor lived in a large house.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Did Pat have any brothers or sisters at the beginning of this story?
Number 2.
Why was he not happy to hear that his mother was expecting a baby?
Number 3.
What did his father say one evening about the baby's arrival?
Number 4.
Where was Pat when his father said this?
Number 5.
What did he do?
Number 6.
What did he ask?
Number 7.
What did his mother answer?
Number 8.
What did Pat answer?